AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. This year's Super Bowl halftime performer is putting his culture at center stage in the Golden State.
Bad Bunny says he wants to bring his culture to his Super Bowl 60 halftime show Sunday in Santa Clara, California. He will highlight Latin identity at America's most watched event. The Grammy winner revealed some details Thursday during an interview in San Francisco, but he won't provide any spoilers.
It's going to be fun and it's going to be easy, and people only have to worry about dance. I know that I told them that they had 4 months to learn Spanish. They don't even have to learn Spanish.
The conversation was broadcast on Apple Music and social media. Bad Bunny recently won Album of the Year at the Grammys, marking the first time an all-Spanish language album took the top prize. The Seattle Seahawks will face the New England Patriots. I'm Gethin Coolball.
In other news, Oman mediated indirect talks today between Iran and the U.S. over the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. The talks were meant to de-escalate tensions between the nations after Washington bombed Iranian nuclear sites and Tehran launched a bloody crackdown on nationwide protests. The U.S. military says it struck a boat suspected of trafficking drugs in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. It says the strikes killed two people. The family of today's show host, Savannah Guthrie, is renewing their plea for their mother's kidnapper to contact them. In a video post, Cameron Guthrie, Savannah Guthrie's brother, also asked for proof that 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie is alive. Authorities have not identified any suspects or persons of interest. Police think she was taken against her will from her home in Tucson, Arizona, where they found blood on the porch that was a match to her. This is AP News. The U.S. announced an additional $6 million in aid for Cuba as the island's crisis deepens and tensions escalate between the two countries. The Senate GOP is rejecting Democrat demands as the showdown continues over Homeland Security funding and how federal immigration officers operate.
John Thune warns the department will shut down next week unless Democrats negotiate with Republicans and the White House on a funding bill.
This is not a blank check situation where Republicans just to agree to a list of Democrat demands,
which include things like requiring officers to take off their masks and identify themselves. Thune says many proposals are unrealistic. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says this isn't about politics.
It's about people's basic rights. It's about people's safety.
And Democrats will not vote for a DHS spending bill when funding runs out unless there are big changes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Game day starts before kickoff. Get ready for the big game with help from Menards. Find great deals on sofas and recliners to keep guests comfortable all game long. Score big savings and stock up on game day goodies. Shop a variety of snacks and drinks to keep your party fueled up. Make Menards a part of your game plan. Shop in store or on Menards.com and save big money.
Save